Tomorrow is Election Day, and while some of us will walk away with little more than a receipt and a few campaign handouts, 90.5 WESA's Mark Nudbar reports voters at some polling places will be able to get a snack, dessert, or even dinner.
If you happen to vote at Northmont Presbyterian Church in McCandless, after you run the gauntlet of campaign workers looking to change your mind one last time, you might be greeted by Mary Lou English, sitting behind a table full of glass jars filled with soup.
This year we have 24 people making soup. So most of it will be different. They might have the same name, but there'll be 24 different kinds.
That estimate of 24 different kinds of soup might actually be a bit low. The members of the church women's group will meet today to make and can soup, but many of them have already started cooking in their kitchens at home.
I made chicken potato chowder and a vegetable chowder, and then I made a beef vegetable soup. So I have three of them. I'm going to do some more.
The group uses the money from the sale to support its mission work locally and globally. English says they'll raise a little more than $500.
People look forward to it. They ask us, you know, what kind of soup do you have?
Not far away, voters at the McKnight United Methodist Church will be greeted by a bake sale. And across town at the Greensburg Trinity United Church of Christ, the Men's Brotherhood Group will put on its 63rd annual pancake dinner.
Not a real formal organization. It's just, it's open to all the men of the church, and probably some of the men, the only association they have is when we round them up to say, hey, help at the pancake supper.
That's church member Jim Stitt. He has what might be the most important job. He's in charge of picking up the sausage that lays alongside the pancakes. Stitt says the sausage is legendary.
Yeah, it was for years and years because we had a member. His name was Harvey Wagaman. Harvey was a butcher at heart, and I think his father, maybe before him, had done the same. And every year he made the sausage for us for, I don't know how many years, 30 or 40, maybe more.
But as will happen to all of us, Harvey passed from this world, and he did it without handing down his recipe.
And then all of a sudden, where do we get our sausage? Well, we bought it two or three different places, and no one said a whole lot, but we all could look at each other and nod our heads and say, that's not up to the quality that Harvey made.
A few years later, when Harvey's kids were cleaning out their mother's house, they found that long-lost recipe. It took another few years to find the right butcher to make the lionized meat product, but now it's back on the plate.
I might say to myself, it isn't quite there, but, you know, is that reality or just my biased imagination? He's done a good job for us, and we're back to getting compliments about the sausage.
Stitt says the dinner might raise $600 to $800. It's all given away to charities in the area. He says it's as much about building community as it is about the money. English echoes that thought.
We enjoy getting together and filling the jars, and it's just an accomplishment, you know.
I'm Mark Nudbar, 90.5 WESA News.